Wholeheartedly, I would like to welcome all of you in the precious name of the Lord, and I wish us together God's richest blessing. Let us, before we pray, read from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 26, from verse 7 to 9. Let us stand up for it. The way of the just is uprightness. Thou, most upright, dost weigh the path of the just. Yea, in the way of thy judgments, O Lord, have we waited for thee. The desire of our soul is to thy name and to the remembrance of thee. With my soul have I desired thee in the night. Yea, with my spirit within me will I seek thee early. For when thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, with deep reverence and thankfulness, we come into your holy presence. We bow before you, the Holy God, and ask you for perfect cleansing and sanctification of our hearts, of our thoughts, of our lips, yes, of all our being. You say, I am holy, and ye shall be holy. Sanctify us through the word of truth. Sanctify us through your presence. Sanctify us through and through. Dear Lord, also this service we lay consciously before you. We ask you that you give grace to speak, grace to hear. Dear Lord, come to your right with, in and through all of us. Our soul cries to you. Our spirit longs for you. Faithful God, we ask you now for the leading of your Holy Spirit. Give us all the right attitude that we hear your word in the right way and also understand it. Faithful God, we place this gathering under the coverage of the blood of the Lamb. Dear Lord, may everything be under the blood of reconciliation and of forgiveness, that Satan has lost any right, and that you can manifest your victory, the victory of Calvary. Lord, you didn't just win, you also manifest your victory among your redeemed. So we ask you today that you deliver the captives and save the lost and heal the sick, and that you bless your people. You are worthy to receive praise, honor, glory and worship, now and forever. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. We are again grateful to the Lord that we today may be gathered under the sound of His Word, being fully aware of that God's Word even today, is alive and effective. That's how it is not only written in Hebrews 4, verse 12, so it is. God's word is quick, is powerful. It's like a two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow. We live in days of great decisions, in a time in which one has to count with everything, and we will not stop the development, be it on a religious or on economical or on a political level. But as believers, we have, without exaggerating, an overall view and an insight into the happenings, be it political or religious, as no one else can have it. The best informed people on earth were the prophets, because they received the word from God. I go one step further. In this generation, the best informed people are those who recognized that God has sent a prophetic message. We probably don't see it that way right away. But I travel and see a lot, and I don't walk around with closed eyes or with stooped ears, but I compare and compare that what is happening with the Word of God, and also with that what Brother Branham has seen already in 1933 in visions. And as far as possible, I don't want to get involved in politics. But as a German citizen, I cannot be indifferent on what is happening, because I'm somehow identified with our past. And our past is not good. And I wished that God gives us still a time in which we can work, namely as long as it is day. At no other political decision, as it is being done in our country, I have bent my knees before God, laying my hands onto the Bible, and said, Lord, it is written that we should also pray for those in authority. May at this great decision, your will be done. I don't want to go here into detail, because for this we are not here. I look forward to the future with great concern. And sometime this evening, we will know more how much time will be left for us to continue to preach the word in peace. Some things are already in preparation, but let us leave this subject. Let us come to the word of God. And beloved, you have to understand me here. I not only read history, I partly experienced it. And I think in 2 points on our beloved Switzerland. You remember it a few years ago when the 100 Swiss franc banknote that showed Martin on it, who cut his mantle in two, it was withdrawn. And what do you find today on the backside of this banknote? A Roman church and the one who is responsible for it. Shortly after it, there was a referendum that the Jesuits can again work freely in this country. I stay out of everything. But church history was just my favorite subject. And I know what the objectives are, whether in uniform, whether in civil, or whether in a robe. I know what it is about there. And we see with what kind of tricks everything is brought under one roof. And the people have no discernment, and therefore they don't know how they shall place everything religiously. One of our greatest federal presidents, a Protestant of high rank, has in the past week honored the Archbishop of Cologne with all honor, and he thanked him that he succeeded to bring the Protestants and Catholics so close together. One sees how the things are proceeding, a deep pain in my soul. People have given their life, have given their blood for the free proclamation of the gospel. And today, everything returns again. But thanks be to God for the message which we received, for the clear discernment to know where is this and that and how must it be placed. One wish we still have, and this is therein, to bring to all peoples, tongues and nations, the word of the Lord. At the end, we'll most certainly cry out, "Come soon, Lord Jesus." I remember an experience many years ago when I saw the harvest that should be brought in, the golden yellow wheat field, the ears were bending down, and thick clouds arose on the horizon. And I said at that moment, "Lord, it is too late to bring in the harvest." And in the next moment, there was an opening in this thick, dark cloud, and the sun was shining onto the wheat field, and the harvest was brought in. Believe me, our Lord is the Lord of the harvest. He will not abandon it for destruction. It is still written, "The wheat he gathers into his garner." Only the chaff will burn, not the wheat. Hallelujah, praise God. The wheat will be taken there where it belongs. I would like now and over again, I would like to ask you to pray for me. May the will of God really happen in all things. Let us come to our word observation, maybe the remark still. The meetings at the year end were a great blessing for many, and we seldom received such a feedback, such an agreement and thankfulness, like after the meetings which we could have. When I counted them, it were altogether 16 meetings which I held. And you can imagine how exhausted one is after this. And yet, it looked like as I could start all over again, for God gives strength daily. Our God is a faithful God. Blessed be His holy name. Every hour, every day that is in His service was worthwhile to have been lived. And so may it be our first and sincere aim to be fully available for the Lord. Someday I have said it, not only with the heart. I have said, Lord, take my feet, take my mouth, take my hands, take me fully, take me just as I am, and use me as a tool in your hand. We have read in the prophet Isaiah, the way of the righteous is level. The path of the righteous that you make is straight. This reminds us on the word from the prophet Isaiah chapter 40. Prepare ye the way for the Lord. Make straight a path for our God. And on this way we also may walk. Then in the next verse we read, yea, in the way of thy judgments, O Lord, have we waited for thee. If we have to walk on ways that are heavy, in which we think God takes us into judgment, also then we wait for the Lord. And if we would despair of ourselves, when we look up to God, our soul becomes still. And we know on our deep inside that the Lord does not make a mistake, that all his ways with us are grace and faithfulness, that they are ways of purging, of preparation, that they are the ways of God with us that we can walk on. Then it says, with my soul have I desired thee in the night. Yea, with my spirit within me will I seek thee early. What a wonderful thought. With whom is it like this? Who can say this of a truth? My heart longs for you in the night. With my spirit within me will I seek thee. Oh, what a desire is within us, day and night. Lord, glorify thy name, confirm thy word. In the recent days, I was reading about the belief of the Jews and the Muslims, and there it is written of the Jews, they may not speak out this special name of God. Therefore they say Adonai. And then there was a little note written, because they believe that the special name of God is connected with miracle powers, to whom this name would be revealed, he would be able to do miracles. And there I thought by myself, to us this name was revealed. And we see what great things were already done through this name. They still wait for it. And God has already done great things in this name, which is above every name. Not only in the days of the apostles, also in our time, but it spoke to my heart. And I thought, they are waiting for when this mysterious name is manifest. Then something happens. Then God does something. And you can imagine what kind of longing came up in me. And I said, Lord, the name about which they puzzle, this name was revealed to us. There's power in the name of Jesus Christ from Nazareth. Our heart is touched when we think about that God has revealed himself to us, that he made known unto us his word, his name, his will. Who are we that God has opened our eyes by his grace? Let us read from Luke chapter 4. Luke chapter 4. Here the Lord said, Luke chapter 4 from verse 25. I read this word to show us that God calls out individuals. Luke chapter 4, 25-28. But I tell you of a truth, many widows were in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the heaven was shut up 3 years and 6 months, when great famine was throughout all the land. But unto none of them was Elijah sent, save unto Sarepta, a city of Sidon, unto a woman that was a widow. And many lepers were in Israel in the time of Elisha the prophet, and none of them was cleansed, saving Naaman the Syrian. And all they in the synagogue, when they heard these things, were filled with wrath. So far, this word. It's about individuals. It's about you and me, that we let ourselves be addressed by the Lord. And then it can be that God calls together a multitude and addresses them, but also the multitude consists of individuals. God is gracious on whom He likes and is merciful to him who comes to Him. He sees the heart. He knows who longs for Him and who calls to Him. The scribes were upset about this because they did not belong to them who let themselves be addressed, not to them to whom the Lord was sent. It is written, He came to His own, and His own received Him not. Now the Lord wanted to show them in a parable their condition, and then they were filled with wrath instead to receive and accept Him. Beloved, the Lord speaks to us. He wants to draw us unto Himself. He wants to cleanse our leprosy. He wants to make an end to the famine. He wants to be merciful to us and to give us grace to receive His revealed word as spiritual food. For man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth from the mouth of God. Let us read in Romans chapter 10 to give you the comparison. Rather, 11, Romans 11. Romans chapter 11, from verse 4 to 6. Here it is written, But what saith the answer of God unto him? I have reserved to myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to the image of Baal. Even so then, at this present time also, there is a remnant according to the election of grace. And if by grace, then is it no more of works. Otherwise, grace is no more grace. In Luke 4, we read of two individual cases. There was a widow, and then there was a Naaman. Here we read of 7,000 who during the same time were kept and didn't bow their knees before Baal. God takes individuals, and then there is a multitude of them whom He puts together to one body, one from here and one from there. One thing is certain, also in this time, there is a divine remnant according to God's election of grace. And I have said it many times, it is my personal conviction. as many as Satan has dragged down from heaven, so many our Lord will take from the earth into heaven. For eternity, everything has to be again perfect, and thus it will be. In heaven, there will not one single place be empty. Everything will merge again into the divine completion. And remember, we may be part of them whom the Lord ordained for it, to have part in it. I have, a few days ago, listened to a sermon of Brother Branham with the title Broken Cisterns. There are quite a few of them. And there he was asked, what then is really the sign that a person has received the Holy Spirit? The one said, when one speaks in other tongues. And then he said, the best sign would be the sign of the divine love. And it seemed that he would rest in that for a moment. And then he says, literally, but then the Lord came and corrected me and said, the true sign that a person has the Spirit of God is therein that he receives the word revealed by the Spirit. And there we have it. Everything else is good. All gifts are good, and I wished that we would have the gifts in abundance, that the fruits would be here in abundance. I mean the gifts of the Spirit and the fruits of the Spirit. But how many operate gifts of the Spirit and don't care about that at all, what God promised, what God revealed? It is nice if one is truly baptized in the Spirit, if the gifts of the Spirit, if the fruits of the Spirit, and if then obedience comes to it, if faith comes to it, and if one can receive every word of God, and if one can agree with God in the Spirit. Such people God is looking for in these days. Not people who create an atmosphere, but people with whom it is right. And this is a very big difference. Atmosphere everybody can create, lots of music and so forth. God seeks people with whom it is right. Who are they? Also, this is no secret. People who are right before God are people who agree with the Word of God. Hallelujah. Who can say Amen to every word of God as it is written, and who after having examined themselves feel no inner resistance. This is very important. If one would say Amen with the heart and afterwards would not really agree with it, then it would not help. Saying yes, saying Amen, going with all your heart, feeling joy, as Brother Branham said in the seals of the oil and of the wine that should not be hurt. And he says the wine represents the stimulation that comes up when the Word of God is revealed to us by the Spirit. Hallelujah. Then it's right. Then there's divine stimulation. And if there should be a good atmosphere somewhere, then among them with whom the Lord has spoken in these days. You probably heard it, but right in the last days of the past year, when I looked at the Word and could hardly follow so quick as the Spirit was leading me into various scriptures, I just had to give up. I jumped, clapped into my hands, and was praising God for the wonderful insight into His Word, for the revelation, for the connections, which one can see so clearly. Why? Because God revealed them to us. Also, this is grace. No one of us could take it for himself. For it is written, no one can take something for himself unless it is given to him by God. And let us not forget it. Everything what was given to us by God. Let us read in Mark chapter 4. Mark chapter 4, also a wonderful word that will speak to us right now, in what kind of way the Lord speaks with us. Mark chapter 4, here we read verse 33 and 34. And with many such parables spake he the word unto them, as they were able to hear it. But without a parable spake he not unto them. And when they were alone, he expounded all things to his disciples. Important is here the thought, he spoke with them. He brought them the word, as they were able to understand it, as they were able to receive. So it is also in these days. God expects from us that we can receive much, that we can receive all things, so that we can receive what was revealed in its fullness, not only part of it, but really receiving all of it. Here it says, and with many such parables spake he the word unto them, as they were able to understand it. Beloved, how is it with our understanding? Would we now read in Luke 24, there it is written, he opened unto them the understanding for the scripture, and then he began with Moses and all the prophets to reveal unto them the word. To them we may also belong in these days. And here another statement comes to me that I heard in the same sermon. Dear Brother Branham said, only he who is truly born again by the Spirit of God will be able to understand the things revealed by the Spirit. Also, this is true. The connection is from spirit to spirit. Here not men are teaching. Here God teaches through his word, through his spirit, not one brother the other, but all shall be taught by God. It goes on. In 1 Corinthians, in chapter 2, Paul picked up this mystery and writes as follows. 1 Corinthians, chapter 2, verse 12 to 16. Here it is written, now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Let us stop here a bit at this verse. Not the spirit of this world, not the spirit of an evangelist, not of a preacher, not of a man, not the spirit of a denomination. We have received the Spirit of God to get the access by the revelation of the Spirit to that what the Spirit reveals. The connection to God through his word and through the Holy Spirit. And we may boldly confess this. God has given it to us. By our own, we would not have found the way. We would not have recognized in what time we live, we would have known nothing of the promises for our days. Just think of it. How many are sincerely searching in Bible schools and seminars? How many search in Hebrew and in Greek and in Latin? They are serious to search the several words to understand them in their meaning. There is actually nothing against it. And then we meet people who not even know how a seminar looks like. Any washerwoman, any street sweeper, there we find the most simple people. And to them it was revealed by the Spirit. Hallelujah! Oh, how unsearchable are the ways of God! The scribes were also searching in those days. And with their searching, they missed the mark. What a grace that we may search, for thus it is written, search in the Scriptures, if you think to have eternal life in them. The searching is good, but not to prove one's own things, but to know the purpose of God, to know the will of God. Jesus said, he who wants to do the will of God will find out that this doctrine comes from God. One has to be ready to do the will of God. Prophets were also searching. One example, the prophet Daniel was reading in the prophet Jeremiah to know what time it is on which he prophesied. There are two searchings. A searching led by the Holy Spirit, a being led into the will of God, into God's plan of salvation, and a searching to extend one's knowledge. Here we are told very clearly, now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. For what were all the people baptized in the Spirit? To perform something? To make up something? To be something? No. To know that what was given to us by God. And I would like to come here to the word in the Gospel of John, especially chapter 14 and 16, where our Lord said, when the Spirit of truth will have come, then he will remind you on everything what I told you, and he will show you things to come. The Spirit of God reveals the Word of God. He makes known things to come and lets us see the present things in the light of God and lets us place the past correctly. The Spirit of God is the Spirit which reaches over all times, that summarizes everything in one, and who leads us in the end of days into the whole counsel of God and also places us. I read on. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Hallelujah! Praise be to our God. The Church of Jesus Christ is not an earthly product. The Church of Jesus Christ is the Church of the Firstborn. Jesus Christ, the Firstborn Son of God. All the others who belong to the body of Christ are sons and daughters of God. And if the Spirit searches and reveals unto us the things, then we join them with one another. The promise with the fulfillment. The certain scriptures which belong to a subject, and we don't find any contradiction. We find addition. We find harmony. Hallelujah. Also, this is something wonderful. I wanted to say something holy, and that's what it is. For who can read the Holy Scripture without contradiction? Who could place without having the Holy Spirit? Also here, may the example of the scribes be mentioned. For them, the Bible is full of contradictions. This is inspired and this not. This is correct and this is not correct. To us, everything is inspired. Everything is correct. Everything is true. We have become a part of this word. Hallelujah. We have promises that are being fulfilled in us. And partly we experienced it already, that they have been fulfilled. And that what is still outstanding, God will still do. It says in verse 14, in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. You know the statement of Jesus in the Gospel of John, probably in chapter 8, when he had to say to the people then, John chapter 8, verse 47, he that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God. Also, this is a very serious word. He who is of God, he who is born of God. We come to this just now, to this wonderful word of our beloved Redeemer from the Gospel of John, chapter 3. Here it is, verse 6. Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 6. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. So, if we have been born of the Spirit, then we are a new creation, a new creature. Then our heart was changed, and we have the connection to that what God does. And do you know what he does? He says, behold, I make all things new. He gives a new heart, a new certain spirit. He will give a new earth and a new heaven. And the new Jerusalem is already finished and waits for us. But we see how clearly the line runs. Spiritual things must be discerned spiritually. And also this point, we must emphasize, everything what comes from God is given to us by revelation. There one cannot convince the other. It must have been given to us by God. And if it was given to us by God, then there's only one thing left, to get thankful. Because we speak already about the spiritual things, let us look up Revelation 4. Revelation chapter 4, this verse 1 is very mighty to me since many years, because I know very well that it is only the Spirit of God who can lead us and guide us. Here it says, Revelation chapter 4, verse 1, after this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. And immediately I was in the Spirit. Beloved, we may sit here on chairs or stand here and are present in the natural are here, but there is a part in us that arises, that swings up, that doesn't remain on the chair. There is a part in us that is lifted up into the divine to have part in that what God speaks and what He reveals. If we would only be natural persons without having experienced the new birth, then we would sit here and everything would be earthy and nothing else. But by the grace of God, it has become different with us. John, earthy speaking, he was on the Isle of Patmos, but in the Spirit he was taken up into the heavenly. You all know, a few years ago, I spent 1 week on the Isle of Patmos. I was in the cave in which John was. Another cave does not exist. I have read Revelation once, and I read it again, and again, and I just said, Lord, I ask you, give me the understanding by the Spirit, as you gave it then to John by your grace, and hast revealed it now to our beloved brother Branham. Believe me, for me, the proclamation of the word is a very serious matter, and I want to be right in every point. This is the ambition of my soul, and this I can only when the Spirit of God gives clarity and reveals the word. And this is only possible if the same Holy Spirit rests on me and on us, as He rested on the prophets and on the apostles. Then we see what they saw, understand how they understood. Then there is this unanimity and conformity guaranteed. But you can imagine, with such a responsibility in the presence of God, what goes on within a man, as I read the revelation there, and the cry of my soul went up to God. When I look back today, then I must say, Lord, you have been faithful. You revealed unto me much. You let me see many things, what I couldn't see before. You have given me grace to abide in your word. Also, this is something wonderful, a gift of God, to abide in his word, not to deviate to the right and not to the left, not to interpret anything or to proclaim wishful thinking, but to preach truthfully the true word of God. Everything else will pass away one day, but God's word remains forever. And whoever does the will of God remains also forever. And who can do the will of God? To whom the will of God was revealed by the word of God. And there's only one will of God, and this will was revealed in his word. And God has sent his servants and prophets to show us the program of God, the plan of God in its overall view, about his whole project with the church and then also with Israel. Oh, how we hope and how we are longing that we also get a portion there. There are hints, especially in Romans, where Paul writes that Israel will be moved to emulate, that it will be made jealous to a people which were not his people. Also here still something comes. I have read it in the same sermon when Brother Branham was in Cairo and the brothers urged him to fly to Jerusalem to minister there with a special gift of discernment and revelation. And before his departure something spoke. The time is not here yet. And he went back somewhere there at the airport and said, Lord, is it you who speaks to me? Then say it clearly to me. And the Lord said, the time for Israel has not yet come. But this doesn't mean that it will not come. It will come. It will come. I have good news for you, not only for Israel, also for the surrounding Muslim countries. You will not believe me this now. I don't want to go into details. But you will see, based upon the Holy Scripture, God will still call out many, also from there. In my Bible it's written, from all peoples, tongues and nations. Which nation is then excluded? Which, if it says from all, which one is excluded? Not one. And when I now was reading about it, that they actually expect the coming of the Messiah, this was very new to me. They believe that Christ was not crucified, but they believe that he was taken into heaven and that he will return before God establishes his kingdom on earth. These are connecting factors of special kind for me. I tell you, God will take care for it, that all peoples, tongues and nations are going to be reached, whether via radio, TV, satellite, doesn't matter. In Revelation 14, verse 6, it is written, I saw an angel flying in the midst of heaven who had to preach the everlasting gospel to all peoples, tongues and nations. And if we received one thing, then it is the everlasting gospel. And if we then also know what those believe and expect, then we come on their basis. Then we can so nicely, as Paul says, to become a Roman to the Romans, to then win them for Christ. Oh, there are believers who rejoice that many get lost, and I belong to those who rejoice when many get saved. Amen. Amen. To them I belong. If people tell me that they have become a believer, then I feel joy in my heart. And what do you think when even the prophet Isaiah says, on that day, Egypt and Israel and Syria will be joined and so forth. Everything must come this way. And here God shows us ways and things which one has not seen before. Let me still come quickly to Revelation 22. Maybe I shouldn't tell you these things which overwhelm me so much. But rejoice with me. Rejoice with me. It is about the last round. It is about the last commission. About the divine message which we received. And we are not ashamed to say, God has used Brother William Branham as a true prophet to reveal us the word and by it the will of God. And even he could not see it anymore. He can watch it from heaven. Hallelujah. Praise be to our God. Here in Revelation 22 it says in verse 17, and the Spirit and the Bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. We spoke about it, that the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit, but that the Spirit of God searches all things, even the deep things of God, and that we all, by the Spirit of God, are led into the Word and by it into the will of God. Right at the end, the Spirit and the Bride will speak one language, full conformity of the people of God with the Word of God and with the will of God. The last round will be the most wonderful. It might be followed by persecutions and trials of various kinds. But this you can really believe me today. Our Lord will come forth as the victor from everything, and it will be a mighty triumph. Open ye ancient gates, and let the King enter. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts, mighty in battle. And Luther said, there is no other God. The kingdom remains, and it will remain. Let us summarize. He who is born of the Spirit of God, he will have the access, the connection to the Word of God. He who is led by the Spirit of God into all truth will step by step walk with God. And as we read, the Lord spoke to the people only so much as they could bear at the moment. And so also we can look back to a time in which God spoke with us. We couldn't have received everything at once or understand everything, but God has given grace that we may be part of them who didn't give up somewhere along the way and dropped out, but that we persevere. We have need of patience. We need to persevere. We are in need of faith and confidence to simply persevere until the end. For he that persevereth until the end, he shall be crowned. It would be wonderful if we all would be part at this crowning. Blessed and praised be the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Let us stand up and worship. We would like to give all who would like to dedicate their lives to the Lord, we would like to give them the opportunity for it. Dear heart, maybe you have made a decision, but it was not fully. May it be full today. Fully for Jesus. Fully for Him. That's how we want to walk through life. Half measure brings no success. We want to be fully for Jesus, as a German song goes. As we remain in silent prayer, let yourselves be called. Let yourselves be invited. The Lord is here. He wants to meet you. He wants to save you, forgiving everything, making all things well, giving redemption and grace. Whosoever has the wish to be included into this prayer, may you briefly raise your hand and put them down again. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Precious heart, even though you don't understand everything right now, and you don't see everything yet, but you begin to understand, you begin to see, and if there is still a way before you, the Lord will lead you step by step. Don't look back anymore. Look forward. Don't look on yourself, not on circumstances, not on others. Look on the Lord, who died for you on Calvary, who bleeded, who gave His life for you. Is there somebody else? Is there somebody else? The Lord calls. He admonishes. He doesn't want that somebody gets lost, but that all come to the knowledge of the truth and are being saved. Let us sing, Just As I Am. Heavenly Father, You have seen the hands and the hearts. Dear Lord, who you became our Redeemer and who you paid the price on the cross of Calvary by shedding your holy divine blood, we ask you now, give all grace who come to you. You have given the promise, he who comes to me, I will in no wise cast out. Give all brothers, all sisters, all newcomers, now the convincing faith that you received them already, that you have forgiven them already, that their account was already settled, that their sin was atoned, and that they received forgiveness. Dear Lord, it is a finished work of redemption, and this wonderful message, the gospel of Jesus Christ, we may preach it, so that all who believe are saved and don't have to be condemned. Dear Lord, you have opened the doors until the ends of the earth, and now we ask you together, let us find grace in your presence. We pray for Russia. We pray for China. We pray for India. We pray for all Islamic countries. We pray for Israel. We pray for all peoples, tongues, and nations. You enthrone and you dethrone kings. You direct the hearts like the rivers. Bless Gorbachev. Bless all. We pray, beloved Master, let such a turnaround come, also in a political sense, that the doors open. Bless in particular the government of the German Democratic Republic. Bless Mr. Honecker. Bless all, beloved Lord. They have been put to shame on the fallen away Christendom. My God, help. Give grace that the word of God is preached in truthfulness and that it is confirmed by God on the spot. Lord, that they don't have to ask anymore whether God is still alive, but that they say God is alive. Dear Lord, in my heart there is a great expectation, and you said that you will do more than we can ask. Lord, in our expectation, you will exceed us. You will do more than we are able to ask. Very sincerely, we ask you once more for all of Russia, for the government. May you direct the hearts there and all of the situation, that your word can be preached. The same we ask for China. Let a tremendous kind of change happen. Lord, also in India, everywhere, and as we prayed already, for you people Israel is being taken care of. You have taken care. It is the apple of your eye. And Israel will be born on one day. Hallelujah. That's how it is written in the prophet Isaiah 65 and 66. Lord, this we believe with all our heart. We pray for all. And whoever blesses Israel is also blessed. May you give grace that in all the surroundings a light comes up. Dear Lord, you have given us grace that we didn't deserve. The connections in your word you revealed to us. We may say, you revealed yourself to us. Dear Lord, we know who you are. We know your name. Oh, how my heart is longing to see the power of this redemptive name among the redeemed. Oh, beloved Lord, Yahweh, Yahshua, Savior, hallelujah. Jesus, our Redeemer, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Lord, grant a revival among your bride. Oh, beloved Lord, an inner agreement take hold of us. We pray for all who have raised their hands, Lord. May you be with them, bless them. Also all the other prayer requests and petitions, we bring them before you. Dear Lord, be merciful to your people. Bless your inheritance. Bless all who could not be here today. Bless in Austria. Bless in Germany. Bless everywhere. Let a divine beginning start of the last round. Dear Lord, a majestic, a real beginning without any shadow of doubt that leads to a glorious end, to the completion of your bright church. Lord, we thank you once again for the sending of your servant and prophet, Brother Branham, for the end-time message, for the revelation of all the promises, for everything. Faithful Savior, our hearts run over of thankfulness. Glory to you, the Holy God, to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to the God of Israel, besides whom there is no other God. For this afternoon, we thank you. Bless us, and with us, all of your worshipping people, all over the earth. In Jesus' holy name, amen. 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 Amen.